The next patient is Donna Nelson. The last name is N-E-L-S-O-N. First name D-O-N-N-A. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old white female that is a patient of Jenny Shawn. Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, Shawn, S-E-H-U-N-G-A-P-R-N, who referred the patient for evaluation of the kidney disease period. This patient was recently diagnosed with diabetes mellitus, no more than a year. And she has been treated with the administration of Jardiance, 10 milligrams every day, and Rybelsus, 7 milligrams, tablet once a day. The patient comes to the office and she has a serum creatinine of 1.15, a BUN of 10, a BUN creatinine ratio that is 9, a serum electrolytes that are completely normal, albumin 4.1, liver function tests are within normal limits. However, there is no evidence, there is no quantification. No, there is no evidence of urinalysis, no microalbumin creatinine ratio, and protein creatinine ratio that allow us to complete the assessment. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup for the kidneys. We ordered the renal ultrasound. period, I think that the patient has probably nephrosclerosis associated to the presence of the diabetes mellitus and the aging process, as well as hyperlipidemia. Period. Number two, the diabetes mellitus has been controlled very well. The latest test that was done for the hemoglobin A1c on September 11, 2023, the hemoglobin A1c is 6.7. The patient has lost significant amount of weight according to the husband, anywhere from 10 to 15 pounds. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia. The lipid profile with the total cholesterol that has been between 200 and 225 milligrams per cent. The HDL is 35, the LDL is 156. The patient is not taking any medication to control the hyperlipidemia. Following number, the patient has a TSH that is within normal range. Following number, the patient has non-intentional tremors that have been evaluated by two different neurologists. They thought that was related to buspirone. The dose was decreased. However, the patient continues with the non-intentional tremor of the inferior jaw. We don't have a clear explanation regarding the etiology. The patient is on clonazepam, 1 milligram twice a day. She takes buspirone, 30 milligrams PO, as directed, and citalopram, 40 milligrams on a daily basis. Period. Following number. The patient has been complaining of being exhausted, unable to walk even short distances. More than 50 yards is very difficult for her. She doesn't have any history of lung disease. And taking into consideration that she has risk factors for cardiovascular disease, including hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, aging process, we strongly suggest a cardiovascular evaluation. Period. I'm going to communicate with Ms. Xiong, APRN, early in the morning, and let her know my opinion. Period. Paragraph. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We follow up the case with you.